This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
Get 30% off with code MMA30.
Woo! Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, it's 7 Minutes, episode 208.
208.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. I'm going to show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, we walked the line between Sirius and Michael J. Fox ridiculousness.
That's correct.
Ridiculousness.
What's happening, Matt?
Nothing. Just balmy, 76 degrees.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, how was it outside?
It's nice. Can't complain.
It's beautiful.
It's hot today, but, you know, not crazy hot. I ended up going to that park you told me about. That Cantigny Park?
Yeah. How was it?
Very cool, man.
$5. Cool. That's it.
You walk around. We checked out. We didn't get to see everything because it was, you know, we were there for 2.5 hours. And
climb on the tanks.
All the tanks. And, like, look at the old school, like, military shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of weird. There's a lot of veterans there. It's kind of strange. There must be some kind of draw for men of foreign, of old wars, you know. Vietnam, Korea. I saw a bunch of guys wearing, I guess they walk around wearing their hats and shit. But, you know, if you've served, I guess you're pretty proud or it's become part of who you are, you know, especially those kind of wars. So I find it interesting that back in the day, man, these fucking things that, I mean, I'm looking at this tank, I'm going, what idiot in their right mind would get in this thing and go try to shoot somebody else in another one of these? Like, you're not safe in there. It's just crazy.
You're totally safe.
No.
Come on, that's made of steel.
Yeah, right. Until you get burnt alive. I mean, it's nuts to think that. Yeah. Even just 50 years ago, that was, like, considered high tech. And you look at it now and you go, what is this thing, you know? It's cool, though. I get it. You know, like, we didn't get to go in the mansion, but McCormick seems like he was a cool dude. He had this whole, like, park. In Illinois, there's this place called Cantigny Park, which McCormick, General McCormick, what is it, like, his...
I think it's his estate, pretty much, and then donated it after he died and had set aside millions of dollars to keep it cheap. And air-conditioned bathrooms everywhere. It's a big plus.
And it's really, there's flowers and vegetation. And
did you see the frogs everywhere when you guys were there?
There was not a lot of frogs, no. Didn't see any frogs.
Because when we were there, they're like all the baby frogs about the size of your thumbnail. No. And then I caught actually toads were everywhere. I caught a big one. You got to pick them up right because they piss.
Didn't see a single toad.
Here, look at.
Can you lick them? And then you get like high and shit?
We trip balls, sit in the flowers.
That would be a cool place to go take mushrooms and just...
It would. I don't know anything about that.
If you take mushrooms, that is. You know, I just put them on my pizza. Like, you know.
I saute them. Put them in my eggs. Make a little scrambled egg.
Mushroom and eggs?
Mushrooms and kale and whatever.
I'm
like
hungry.
Kale medley. You
can't have an hour-long show starting with food talk. I'm starving right now. I could eat my own hand. Arr. What else is going on?
That's it. You want to hit some news?
Time for the news.
Jesus Christ, it's been a long week.
It is.
We'll start with, how about Vitor Belfort on the MMA Hour? That guy was in rare form and may have had some of the best quotes of the year, this guy. I'm just going to read them off.
Go for it.
Not in Vitor Belfort's voice. It says, that playboy is still in shock from the kick. He's in shock. People are in shock. That's the word. Uh-huh. Lions don't apologize for being lions. I don't. It is what it is. I like this. I like this new Vitor Belfort.
He's crazy.
He says, when you get knocked out, just shut your mouth. Go to the gym and train. 18 years ago, all these boys were in high school, and right now, they think they're going to use me as a ladder, but the ladder is so high. The altitude is so high, they cannot breathe. Hey, bro, the altitude is so high. It's too high. Fucking Vitor Belfort.
He's crazy.
He said he's not on the TRT. He's on the TNT.
Bullshit.
Dude. Did you see how swole his head was at the athletic
Listen,
commission?
Man, this guy cannot go fucking cold turkey. This is impossible. What did he have, 1,400 levels?
It's 1,500.
Something crazy it's like that?
Three times an awesome number. If you were at 500, that is an awesome number.
Yes.
He took a shot the day before is what he alleges.
Well, whatever it is. But
that's the Jesus
load. No, there's no way. Even the... Dr. Perlman, who I asked about this, was like, even if you took it an hour before, you're not going to have levels that high unless you superdosed, you know?
What if he likes to take it orally?
He could. Orally and rectally?
Yeah.
Anyways, I think Vitor, the TRT Vitor cannot be stopped, but TRT, Vitor Sands TRT definitely has a big problem coming up. He's got a big fight coming up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I say that fight never happens.
I'll agree with you.
Yes. He will either get injured because he's trying to go cold turkey, or he's going to fail a random drug test.
Well, that's the weird thing. So we have this, and here's another weird thing. So what happened used to be the NSAC, Nevada State Athletic Commission. Now all of a sudden it's being referred to as just the NAC. So I don't. Keith Kaiser leaves. He takes the S with him.
I guess
fuck
so.
You guys. This is my ass.
This is mine. The Nevada Athletic Commission?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they need to change anymore. Their name. It's like too many search words, NSAC, yeah. So now it's like we're going to change our, take the S out.
no one will know.
The SEO will be changed. No one will know what they're looking for.
Right. So, and then Belfort and Sonnen both go before the commission.
Yes.
Belfort reads a typed up fucking thing to the commission, starts crying during the process.
Of course.
And what do they give him? Oh, he says he cannot fight before December 2014, which is when that Weidman fight is supposed to take place. The fight has to take place in Las Vegas, and he's subjected to random drug testing at his or the UFC's expense. So, you know, he really didn't fail a drug testing. Because at the time, TRT was legal.
Okay.
So,
but there was still a range you had to stay within.
Right.
So it was way outside of that range.
It's a gray area in my book.
Right.
No, he had the exemptions.
For
he,
sure.
had the, he had everything. He just happened to get tested on the wrong day.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with all this. Uh-huh. I'm okay with the shenanigans they're pulling.
Yeah. If you buy that, I got a bridge to sell you,
it's
sir.
It's fine. This is fine. You Jesus. Know how I feel about the drugs.
Well, I do. Believe me.
Well, then, do you think that was warranted? How long has he been out? He's been out for a while anyway.
Six
on his
months.
Own.
It's almost a year.
Yeah.
It'd be like 8 to 10 months.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? They don't make any damn sense anyways. So it's like, you can't fight, you can fight. Overeem, can't fight. Vanderlei, what's going to happen to him? Anything?
We don't know, yeah. And then Sonnen with, what did he get? No fine, 2-year suspension, and a job offer.
He's retired already, so the suspension is a joke.
Well, they finagled the job offer in there, too, of forcing him to be a role model for, I think, children and trying to tell them that drugs are bad. And
okay.
Yeah, exactly. And for fighters, drugs are bad.
Yeah. Okay.
they had to work that in. That was a stipulation in the agreement.
Did he accept?
Yeah.
He did?
That was part of the deal that they worked out.
Well, of course, he's a big name, big voice, big boisterous guy.
But it's weird. So if the Nevada Athletic Commission suspends him for 2 years and he agrees to not fight, how is he able to compete at Metamoris? Is that not jiu-jitsu's not under regulation? I don't understand.
It's not, and there's no regulation for jiu-jitsu. I think it's because it's technically, I think it's an exhibition, not a combat sport. In the eyes of the athletic commission.
Gotcha.
I believe it's under the role of exhibition. So like, you know, like an arm wrestling match. Something like that.
Like what was that, the X-Arm? A little bit of arm wrestling, a little bit of MMA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A whole lot of
those
fail.
Where they punch each other?
Yeah. Let's strap in. This guy's a top-notch wrestler. That's important when you're fucking bolted to the ground and the fucking little arm wrestling shenanigans.
Yeah.
Man, that thing came and went, thank God. I don't know. It might still be in
What's
some
your take on that, by the way? You think Sonnen and Galval will have a good match or will...
I kind of almost think it's not going to happen. But
why would it not happen? It's like a few days away.
You never know. Shenanigans.
I got my Brazza shirt on. War Comprito!
That's true. He's ready. That'll lead us right in. So I'll go into this next segment.
Which is?
As I was talking about all this, these super fights, they're all happening in jiu-jitsu. Metamoris is putting together some awesome fights.
Oh, yes.
Because you got what? You have Sonnen and Galval. You just said Lister and Barnett.
Barnett.
Comprito and...
Salo Hibiero.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what's the other one I hear?
Oh, Kenny Florian and fucking...
Is that the secret match?
Yes, supposedly. I think it's been confirmed. Kenny Florian or somebody. And there's talk on the town that supposedly Joe Rogan's in the mix for the next one.
He should. That would be interesting.
Rogan versus somebody.
Jimmy Smith?
Yeah.
Commentator versus commentator?
Yeah, why not? That'd be good fun. I think Rogan would do it. The thing with him, though, is his back is all fucked up all the time, so I don't know.
I thought he was getting the Ibogaine or, not the Ibogaine,
the spinning,
but
he's getting the blood spinning done.
All like,
these guys are all crazy. Witch doctor. I wish I was rich like them and I could do all this fucked up shit.
Well, yes and no, because what are the side effects of all this experimental stuff?
Just like, who's the canary in the coal mine for Rogan, he always says, is Sylvester Stallone, right?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan is my...
He's almost 70, and the guy's still shredded. Yeah.
Joe Rogan's my canary in the coal mine.
Yeah. So, let's test it out.
See how long he goes, because I'm not 40 yet, so I got time. Got a
it's
couple
true.
Years.
You know? You got time.
Yeah.
A little bit. You got a small window of opportunity.
4 years. A lot can happen in 4 years,
it's
man.
It's true.
Yeah.
That can happen. You could have 4 kids in 4 years. You could have
holy Christ
quadruplets.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm done having children, but I'm not, I'm thinking it's a little scary to consider more kids at this point.
Well, you see, the work from 1 to 2, it's not times 2, it's times 10.
Yes,
and I'm out. I'm out.
You're
no
out.
More.
I love kids though; they're so funny. Just watching them grow up, you know. It's just hilarious. My daughter's talking a lot more because, you know, she's got the older brother and she's saying a lot of words now.
Yeah.
You know, they're so polar opposites. It's funny how the kids are so different, you know. Son's very difficult. He's like his dad. He's very stubborn and just like, fuck you, you know. And then daughter's like, okay. Everything is like, okay. I'm like, where did you come from? You know? Whose kid are you? Not my kid. But, yeah, I don't know. Joe Rogan, we'll have to see. You know, he seems like he's on the forefront. Him and Lorenzo, who's got the arms the size of, like, people's legs. How much dosing is he doing?
Well, what fight was I just rewatching the other day? It was some old fight. Oh, one of the sites had reposted Tank Abbott versus Frank Mir.
Oh, nice.
So I watched that because Mir wins with a toe hold. And then Lorenzo comes in weighing about 100 pounds less than he does now.
No, he's swole.
With hair.
Yeah, he's swole.
It's ridiculous. But anyway, what I want to go back to, because we were talking about the super fights.
Yeah.
You know, it got me thinking, like, wow, jiu-jitsu is really doing this. The other one that's coming up, Henzo Gracie is going to go against Matt Hughes, I think.
Yeah.
At, forgot, maybe Abu Dhabi or something.
Uh-huh. But, ADCC.
Why don't we see that in MMA? I mean, we're going to get to the super fight that's coming up, but we're so focused on the title. The title. It's not about what awesome fights we can make. It's like what title fights we can make.
Because title fights make money.
Do they?
And super fights don't.
How so?
Super fights ruin reputations, I think, in essence, and they devalue the title holders.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually the super fights
will... What if there's no title holders?
Well, that's an interesting concept. I can certainly get behind that, potentially. The problem is that the general public is kind of dumb. And if you don't tell them who the best guy is, they don't understand what they're watching. So you have to kind of say, here's the champ. When, in essence, you look at guys like Randy Couture or BJ Penn or, you know, I mean, I don't even know. Guys, I'm trying to think of more examples. Chuck Liddell's guys who have records that are not reflectant of, like, 30-0, but they're the best that I've ever, you know, really been in the sport. I mean, Anderson Silva, I know, has, you know, is an anomaly. You have some, John Jones is on his way, but usually in MMA, because of how the sport is, everyone loses all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just how it is.
And sometimes, by no fault of your own, John Jones.
Yep.
12-6. Won the fight, but lost it on a technicality.
I mean, even, I always think of, like, you look like Jim Miller, who's starting to get a lot of losses in his, I mean, the guy is top, he's a top level guy, and he's just, when you face the best of the best, somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. It isn't like, you know, so I think the general public has to have the title. They have to see that this guy is on top. He's the belt holder. That's, when that guy's fighting, it's important.
Mm.
Versus, like, I think us, we understand, I get more excited about some of the weird matchups that are out there versus just, you know, who cares about the title? Sure, it's exciting, but... You know, I'm more excited about, like, Jim Miller versus, what did we just see?
Donald Cerrone.
Yeah, that's exciting to me. I like to watch that. And I think the general public goes, who's that? And
right.
I say, that's fucking fight of the year, potentially.
Sure.
You know, so, I don't know, but I like your idea. No belts.
Yeah, fuck it. We're no belts.
No more belts.
Well, that was the point 2 years ago, too. And I said, strip everybody of the belt.
Yeah.
you get these guys that are just so dominant, there's no competition.
Yep.
And luckily, you know, one got injured, one stepped away, and
yep. It seems to be happening. Defeated. I think John Jones will lose his title soon.
Could happen.
Yes.
And then going down this super fight path, now we finally get, here it is, Anderson Silva, Nick Diaz.
Yes.
Been asking for...
Both coming off long, lengthy layoffs.
I think this is the fucking perfect matchup.
I agree.
Perfect matchup.
I think you said this before. I think you even called for this like a few months back. I recall vaguely you saying, give him Nick Diaz. And we're like, I don't know. That seems weird, but here we are.
It's weird, too, when you hear Diaz talking about this fight now. And he's saying he hates fighting.
He said that before.
Like, what did he want to do? What is his big thing? The triathlon?
Yes.
He would do that if he could make more money, but it's weird. I don't understand that.
He's crazy. You don't have to understand him. Just love him for
you got to go back to, you can't understand crazy. You can't rationalize it.
No. But that's in, what, January that's happening?
I think it's the New Year's Eve card.
Oh, is it?
So, or somewhere, like end of December, beginning of January. Somewhere in that range.
We're a good 6 months away from that, right? Almost.
Well, the last five, probably.
Yeah. So they're building.
Do you think? Well, here's the question: do you think this fight actually will happen?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Good.
I think it will happen, and I think I'm not sure how I feel about it at this point. I'm trying to wrap my head around it because of the weirdness of the styles and also the long layoff and everything else involved. I'm not sure what to think. So
I think we're gonna see a lot of karate in there.
Maybe.
A lot of posing and
I'm wondering which Anderson Silva is going to show up, because this is an Anderson Silva we probably will have never seen before, given the leg injury, and he's got pins in his leg and the timidity of that. And Diaz, you don't really have to throw leg strikes against him necessarily. He doesn't really throw many of his own. He's more of a boxer.
Yep.
So, and this could play out on the ground. It's just jiu-jitsu. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities, and Diaz has good cardio, where Silva has shown that maybe he doesn't. And now with the layoff, like, how good is his cardio?
His leg is so strong now. One leg kick breaks Nick Diaz. Just chops both of his legs off. Ka-ka-ka! He got three leg breaks in there.
That would be awesome.
Ka-ka-ka!
Yeah.
It's all good.
And some basketball player just blew out his leg similarly.
Was it terrible? I didn't look at the video.
No, I just saw the photo. It looked bad.
I thought Anderson Silva called him up and said it'll all work out.
It's normal.
It's normal. One leg is good. Two is better.
Yeah.
So let's go down the graphic angle now. So Joe Riggs, we're talking about the fucking.
You have a photo
crazy
of this?
I don't know if I'm going to post it.
Please don't do it.
So Joe Riggs gets signed by the UFC, and then shortly thereafter cleans his gun, and then I think he shot himself in the hand and thigh, and then they post pictures, which I may or may not put up, but I looked at them. And
yeah, they're gross. How stupid can you be?
I don't understand it. I own multiple guns.
I have none.
Three. And
isn't
every
that the
time,
first thing you do?
Yeah. I always treat a gun like it's loaded every fucking time. And it never gets pointed anywhere towards a person if I'm cleaning it. I don't get it. I just don't understand it.
I'm with you, man. I don't know either. It's very strange.
So what's the moral of the story? Don't get signed by the UFC because bad things are going to happen to you?
Could be. Or don't be Riggs.
I was getting excited. Not that you're going to have another Robbie Lawler type of comeback for a guy, but
you never
didn't Riggs win that Bellator little tournament?
He's been on a little tear, man.
They let him go?
Bellator's in trouble.
Which would be interesting.
I think they have some weird shit going on over there. So I don't know what the story is, but.
Well, then the other rumor is Alvarez versus Cerrone at UFC 178. Yeah.
And Cerrone was not at the press conference they just had. Alvarez was not at the press conference that Bellator just held like a day or two ago.
Well, it would be smart. I think if you're Bellator, you got to. Well, he's only got one fight left on his contract.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Let him fight and win and leave? Or just, you're better off just cutting bait now. The guy doesn't want to be there. He didn't want to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
And, you know, they forced him into that contract. And I think that Coker is smart enough to realize, hey, we should just let him go.
Yeah.
It's you're better off setting him free. You love him, set him free or something.
Maybe they'll come back.
Yeah.
they never come back.
No, but you set the right karma for the rest of your fighters to know that you're looking out for them one way or another.
Yeah.
Not instead of trying to hold these people in.
Well, it seems like Rebney has a bad reputation amongst the people that are employed by him in general, whereas the general public view I thought of him was always that he was a good, you know, guy. And it seems that's not the case. Because didn't, like, King Mo come out and say some shit about he was going to beat up Rebney?
Choke the shit out of him or something?
And then, like, Rampage had some shit to say about his knee surgery wasn't covered. I don't really understand that whole thing, but I'm not sure what that story is. But he wasn't mad, but I don't know why he made a video. Like,
it's very weird. Rampage.
Well, yeah. But it sounds very strange. And what happened to this guy? He just disappeared. Fell off the face of the earth.
Which guy? Rebney?
Rebney, yeah. Somebody, like, you know, take care of him.
Maybe he's gonna, I don't know. Maybe he's going to start up another organization.
Could be.
No. That's got to be tough, though. You start an organization, you sell it, and then they fucking cap you.
Yep.
There goes your baby. What are you going to do?
Happens all the time. Sometimes you got to fail to succeed.
It's just true.
Right.
So you just brought up a knee injury and... That'll take us right into Patrick Cote.
Oh, no. What happened to him?
He's had 11 knee surgeries in 12 years.
What? Really?
That's what he said. He said he has the knees of a 70-year-old man right now.
That explains a lot, actually.
Well, he was talking about his fight with Anderson Silva at UFC 90 that we saw in Chicago where, you know, he was holding his own for the most part, and he blew out his knee. He said that's the one fight that he regrets and wishes, like, the knee held up. Obviously, it can't. So this goes, and I think we've discussed it before, to the point of how are these MMA fighters' bodies going to be after they're done with the sport? Because you look at a like an NFL football player, right? These guys are fucking destroyed after the careers.
Absolutely.
Do you think the MMA fighter will be the same or worse when their career is over? Because it's such a young sport when you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking... 20, 21 years compared to football.
I think it depends on the guy and the style of fighting and the style of training. And that's one thing I think that's unique about MMA is that one guy's training is totally different than another guy. Where team sports, there, you know, there's a lot of similarities between what people are doing out there. So it's hard to say. I mean, a guy like, you know, that's a brawler, you know, like a Diego Sanchez, for instance, or Chris Lieben, I don't know, Chuck Liddell. What's going to happen in 10 years from now with those guys? I have no idea. But somebody who's crafty and doesn't take a lot of damage, you know, like a GSP, who knows? He might just be just fine. You know,
he's smart, too. I think he should just stay away.
I agree.
Stay away.
Be done, man. You've retired on top. You made money. Train if you want. You know, coach if you want. But stay retired. There's no reason to come back. These guys are killers, you know? You ever see that movie, Everybody's All-American?
No.
It's a football movie. But it's like a running back guy who was like the man. You know, he was, like, killing everybody and scoring, and then they show him, like, the last half of the movie was depressing because they show him, like, in the tail of his career just getting beat up, and he's laying on the table all the time, and he's bruised up and banged up, and, you know.
Injection.
Yeah, that shit catches up to you, and youth, you know, in a sport of physicality is a huge thing sometimes, you know. When guys are younger than you, GSP, stay away, man. I think it's the best move for him.
Unless he juices up.
He won't do it.
He probably did. That's the thing. It seems the guys that are so adamant about the drug testing are probably the guys that were fucking juiced to the gills and then some.
Yeah.
Because remember, he was accused, I think it was BJ Penn, wasn't it? That was really calling GSP a cheater and a greaser.
Oh, greaser, juicer.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
All the things, yes.
So, and, you know, now we got another two guys got popped for... steroids, too. I forgot. Who is it? Drysdale and Casey just got popped for PEDs.
Yep.
Is the drug testing getting better or are the fighters getting stupider? And the other thing, I think the point was with both of those guys, weren't they, like, big-time jiu-jitsu competitors?
Yeah.
Is there a problem with that sport?
Well, Drysdale got... That was his second time, so I don't know what they're going to do with him, but he had an elevated level of T to E or something.
Whatever. I still don't understand all that.
The level means.
Even though it's been explained.
I wish I had an elevated level.
I will elevate your level.
Thank you. Via what?
Whatever. What you need? I've got a ice pick over there.
Ice pick.
I got this ice pick.
Stuck in. Meat temple.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It'll boost your testosterone by about 500%.
Awesome. But I have to have the ice pick.
Trust me. Embedded.
In my forehead.
In your brain.
Yes.
Or your rectum.
Speaking of ice picks.
Go ahead.
I sent you an article earlier about Klitschko and Shannon Griggs. Apparently they had this altercation in an Italian restaurant down in Florida.
Mm.
You know, Klitschko's sitting there minding his business and somebody happened to be recording him eating lunch.
Was it, if it was a cell phone shot the wrong way, then I'm buying it.
It was a cell phone. I believe it was shot the wrong way. But I don't understand why somebody would be sitting there at that particular moment in time.
Who were they on, Klitschko?
Yes.
They were on
Klitschko eating his lunch. In comes Griggs, and he's like, I told you, man, I'm going to be where you're going to be. Whatever you do, I do. Whatever you eat, I eat. And then he started eating his food. He like, and then Klitschko's like giving him his food, and then he dumps out some water and dumps the bottle over his head, and then, you know, Griggs goes crazy and knocks shit around, and some big fat guy comes and tackles with Griggs and drags him out. And it looks very staged. Mm. So be prepared for a fight announcement shortly, okay? But I just find it weird that, you know, boxing has come to this, and I don't believe this is real for any stretch of the imagination, but...
You got to go down the wrestling route, right?
Yeah.
Got to create some interest in it. I don't even... The problem... Do people even follow boxing anymore? I guess they do. I've swore it off 20 years ago when I've watched way too many fixed fights. I said, I can't be a part of this sport anymore.
I just know Klitschko, because Klitschko's... Because of the documentary and because obviously they're heavyweights. I couldn't tell you a single person in boxing. I mean, sure, Mayweather, I guess, but that's just because he's a household name. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know what fucking weight he fights at, so I couldn't tell you, you know?
That's the thing. I have no interest in that sport anymore. And you'd think there'd be some crossover, but...
There isn't.
Why?
There isn't. It's unfortunate, but it is, you know, it is what it is. You know, I don't know. Boxing. Boo.
Fixed. I've seen a fighter. I should just not say. Let's just say we went to a boxing match.
It was totally fixed.
That was saw a guy get his ass kicked, but yet he got the win.
I think
because he was pretty.
Probably.
He was very pretty.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Yes.
Let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, did you see that EA UFC graphic for the 1 month of fights?
I looked at it briefly. It was pretty interesting.
A couple of interesting things on there. The most used fighters. I want to kind of just go down the list.
Go for it.
So it was Bruce Lee, GSP, John Jones, Anderson Silva, Gustafsson, BJ Penn, Anthony Pettis, Jose Aldo, Demetrius Johnson, and then Cain Velasquez. I think that's kind of curious. No Honda Housie on there.
Yeah.
I use her a lot.
I do too. I should say I fight her a lot for some reason. I kind of stopped playing the game though. I was all excited for a good few weeks, and then I just haven't picked it up since. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And then, they had Demetrius Johnson over Cain Velasquez.
Strange.
We'll hold that for a second. So weight classes by popularity goes light heavyweight, welterweight, heavyweight, middleweight, featherweight, lightweight, women's bantamweight, and then bantamweight and flyweight.
Nice.
And bantamweight was 3%, flyweight was 2%. So that looks pretty believable to me, that they're showing there's no interest in the two pie weight classes.
Nope.
But yet, Demetrius Johnson is used more than Cain Velasquez. Not buying that. I'm not buying
these
stats.
Well, unless the heavyweight division guys like to fight with other fighters. And it's
saying Cain's not popular.
It's more diverse in the heavyweight division where guys are picking... The weight class is popular, but people are picking many different types of fighters instead of just Cain.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could buy that.
It's curious.
Yeah.
I hear you. I stopped playing it the first week.
Well, I don't know what happened. I'm looking forward to, man, that Destiny beta. I can't wait for that game to come out now. I don't even know if I wish we could play it right now. That's all I'd be playing. It's so cool. I got pissed because I got locked out. Right when I was trying to go to that moon mission or whatever, then they closed the beta.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go there?
No, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Because that was the day of the party, I think.
Oh, I see. Because it's so cool, man. It's an RPG with first-person shooter. So I think right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up that Diablo 3 when it comes out in about a week.
play that for a few weeks, and then get in on Destiny, and then EA Sports, FIFA Soccer. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
FIFA 15.
I want the Destiny. It's a long time to wait.
August 9th?
The 10th? The campaign September. Is awesome. I love that. The multiplayer, the PvP needs to work. It's so slow.
Is it slow?
Well, play. I'm playing Titanfall. I can still play that for the.
Okay.
But like, I go to Titanfall after I was playing that. Like, oh my god! I cannot keep up. What is going on here? And then the speed difference.
Yeah.
And then the other challenge is when you're playing a Destiny, the classes jump different.
Oh. Okay.
So if you're the Titan, you can jump higher than if you're a Warlock or whatever.
Okay. Interesting.
So it's got potential. It's got potential.
Should be pretty good. I think the beta forced EA to push back Battlefield
to
2015 because it was like, whoa, this game is really polished. We're not going to be able to put our title out against this.
Oh, my God. Talk about the right way to put out a game compared to when, what was it?
Call of Duty?
No, the other one. The competitor. Battlefield. What was it? Battlefield 4 when that came out? How fucked up it was?
It was way fucked up.
Yeah.
It was fun, and then you realize all the glitches that were in it, and you're just like, ah.
Or trying to find a server.
Yep.
Like, oh, my God. But I think these new consoles, that seems to be the theme of issues. And I don't know. Like, every game has had some sort of problem.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see someone get ahead of the curve. I had no issues on the beta.
No, worked well for me. Plus, you're into a year almost of console release time. So now I think developers have some, you know, steam rolling into this whole thing. And I think you'll start to see some blockbuster titles the next 12 months where you're going to be real excited about things. Things are going to... That game, I mean, it runs really smooth. It looks really good. I was like, wow, this is like a shooter that doesn't make me ill to play it, you know? It just frame rate's really solid. So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be the thing I'll be playing for the next 6-7 months because I'm not, you know, there's no Battlefield. I'm not interested in Call of Duty.
Nope.
So.
Done. That's for kids.
Yep. What else you got?
This last one. It says elephant choke the shit out of an ostrich.
What?
Hang on. You're getting the tail end here. I got to wait. Wait until it fucking dials up. Yeah. This is fucking pecks him, and he's like, bitch, I will choke your shit, and he fucking snatches him,
locks
it up. Now you're done, son. E-geek! 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 This runs very slow on this computer. But,
that's awesome. Did he kill it?
No. That's where it stops.
Okay.
I like a little, I always wanted to choke a goose or a geese, you know.
Come here, motherfucker.
Yeah. I think you could just straight up rape choke them.
Probably.
Because you don't want to lock up the rear naked on them.
Their necks are too skinny for that.
Yeah, I think so. They would probably slither out. You'd want to just get a good nice one grip. Or two hand around that bitch and wring its fucking neck.
Yeah, you gotta get it nice and high so they can't peck you with
the
shit.
Well, isn't that how they break? I think that's how they do the chickens, don't they? They take them by the neck and they fucking shake them. You break their neck.
I think so.
I don't know. I should ask my mom. I think she did that.
Chicken neck.
Well, they grew up on the farm. I think. Oh, she used to shag the chickens. My grandpa used to cut their heads off. And then they used to fly around with no head. And then she would have to shag the chicken so it doesn't get away.
Sounds very strange, sir.
Okay. That's what happens.
That's what happens on a farm.
That's true.
Okay. These things happen in farming, man.
That's true. You chop the head off, someone's got to shag the flying chicken.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Are we brought to you by anybody? Since we're like just a million hours into the show.
GoDaddy.com.
Hey, we got a new code, 30% off any new order, I believe.
MMA 30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And $1.99.com. You can still use that with MMA 199. And that's a good way to support us.
Yes.
Buy one of those things and profit.
Spend Get a some website. Money. Get a website.
Share our show around. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
Check out our website. We have articles. We start this video game section, too.
Yes. And we have people that post things sometimes.
And we write words. I don't know. Ready to move along?
Yes.
Hopefully everything's set up. You know, there's not a lot of events happening here, Ingo.
That's okay. We got other things to talk about. I feel like we've had a good rhythm on the show.
There's
so far.
A lot of topics. Well, that's the good thing, we had a couple of weeks off. There's a lot of shit went down, which is just amazing when you look at a week. You're like, okay, what the fuck's going to happen this week? Something always happens.
Of course.
Something always happens.
We'll find it. We'll make it happen.
That's right. So we're asking Josh Brown. You think Dana White has his hands in Bellator getting the new chief, possibly getting someone he gets along with in control to be able to grab up fighters he wants in the future? Are you retarded? I'm just asking. No! The only reason that Coker didn't go sooner is because he had a 3-year non-compete. Sometimes those hold up, but a lot of times they don't.
We will find out which is which soon enough.
Right along. Damon Sassy. DC is way better at wrestling than Jones. What do you think the game plan would be for Jones? Do you think Jones will try to outprove his opponent again and again and try to wrestle DC? If so, I think he's really fooling himself this time.
No, I think Jones will try to clinch up and do some weird shit. But
I think I'll go on the other side. I think DC said he's going to try to foot stomp him on his broken toe.
Nice.
And then he's going to punch him in that zipper eye or his cut eye.
Zipper eye. Nice.
We got some sort of fly flying by us. Can't have it. Going to the light. Going to the light. Charlie Reeder asks, if DC was a motor vehicle, what kind would he be? He thinks a Ford F-350 turbocharged diesel dually. He says that's a badass truck. What do you think?
I think he'd be a Land Rover.
Land Rover?
Yeah. Like a do-it-all. Man, jack of all trades. You know, he can do it all. He can go on. He can drive fast. He can drive over terrain. He can do it all.
I was going along the lines of a tank. I think he's just a straight-up tank. The way he manhandled Dan Henderson, as we talked about before the show.
Ragdoll.
That's, no one's manhandled him. Even Fedor fought him. He didn't handle him like that.
Yeah. Speaking of Fedor, did you follow Hector on Facebook?
Mm-mm.
Man, he's got a cool picture because he went up to Canada this weekend, and I guess he's doing the press stuff for Fedor's, like, somehow he's in Canada, whatever. He's taking photos and doing all this shit. There is such a cool picture of him, like, shaking Fedor's hand. Fedor's all dressed up. And
so wearing a sweater?
No, he's got, like, a nice shirt on and some jeans, but Hector's so excited. He's, like, screaming. And he's just shaking his hand, and Fedor's like goofily laughing at probably this guy who's just like shitting his pants, shaking his hand. Because, you know, Hector loves Fedor. Props to you, sir, from Cage Fanatic. He's doing his thing. You know, I don't know. He went to Thailand, I guess, for a month. And then he was always
world
like
traveler.
Like a little different beat of a different drummer, which is good. So life is good.
Nice.
Fedor's still out there doing press tours. I don't know why, but he is.
It's all good. Randy L. Stefan, if tomorrow is a gift and today is the present, can I have my shirt yesterday?
What?
What?
You lost me.
It was a free t-shirt.
I guess.
Polly Guerra, why are MMA fighters in the Metamoris main event instead of Comprito and Sal, who helped the grappling scene get to what it is now?
Ooh. It's because the Chael Sonnen name will sell the pay-per-view.
Yep.
Not Andre Galvao, which will also help, but Chael Sonnen will sell the pay-per-view.
And he's going to bring in people that normally wouldn't buy a jiu-jitsu match.
Right. Exactly.
So it's more of
he's
marketing.
He's the Brock Lesnar of jiu-jitsu.
Right.
Right?
Or is his ass chapped? Is his ass gonna get chapped?
But I hope he wins so that he can talk just nonstop shit for like months. He's gonna say how he's the greatest ever.
Yeah.
Greatest crap.
Well, what if he does? He said he's not gonna do this, but what if he does the Brendan Schaub approach?
No, I don't see him doing
that. Not engaging. It's a draw. It's a win.
I survived.
I totally won that match. Well, even if he loses, he won.
Yeah.
You know? You'll see.
Yeah.
Gregory the Fountain, what are your thoughts on the UFC doing immediate rematches? I personally think unless you have defended the belt 5 or 6 times, there should be no immediate rematches.
5 or 6 times.
If you lose the belt, go down and fight 2 or 3 times and work. Earn yourself another title shot. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I'm kind of, you've planted the seed in my head of I shouldn't care about the belt. I think I'm on board with this plan. The belt is annoying at this point.
Yeah.
Fuck the belt.
Fuck the belt.
Everyone's trying to get the belt.
I mean, I guess you if you're a fighter, though, you need a goal. I guess that's the goal.
The belt?
Yeah, something to strive for. So I can get it from that standpoint, but from as a fan standpoint, I just want exciting matchups.
Yes.
And the belt seems to impede those at times.
It does.
So do I like the UFC doing immediate matches? No.
Do
they
not like.
Love them. They love the twos, the threes, and pretty soon you're going to get the fours. BJ Penn, Frankie Edgar, 125.
No.
I'm going to test out this new stand-up technique. It's old school.
Sorry.
So I kind of stand like this, a
like
little upright.
Boxer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to work out. I swear to Christ. Rodrigo Machado. I need advice from the nuts.
Okay.
There's a guy in my university that is pissing me off and is trying to start a fight with me. Mm-hmm. Should I try to settle our differences with a conversation, or should I punch him in the face and put on a rear naked choke? P.S. The guy is fat and out of shape.
I think you should buy him donuts as a peace offering. I would. That's strange. If he's fat and out of shape, why is he trying to pick fights?
That's not a good plan. 20 years ago, being out of shape is not a good plan. Buying him donuts is a good plan. 20 years ago, I said, punch him in the face and choke that bitch out. Me, smarter and older, will say, I agree with that, but I might lace it with something.
Like X-Lax?
Yes.
Maybe with his shits?
But you don't do it the first time you give him the donuts. You do it the second.
Good point.
So
don't fight, man. It's pointless. Plus, you never know. Like, this shit escalates quickly, and, you know, you find yourself in a situation that you just can't get out of, and next thing you know, you're... I don't know, have big black cock up your ass. How did I get here? You'll just be sitting there.
And then you realize that was the thing you've been missing in your life, and you've turned gay overnight. Yes. Not that anything is wrong with it.
No.
But you just realize things. Or maybe you should do that. Maybe you need some gayness. Yeah. We have awesome advice. I love it. Take a cock.
Yes.
Save the world.
Big black cock in your ass.
Justin Dr. Bond Carter, who would you say are the Avengers of MMA?
Ooh.
I'll stop there, and then, because there's 3 other pieces. Avengers of MMA. Okay, who do you want to start with? Iron Man, who's the rich, pretty boy? That's GSP.
Yeah. Or Rory McDonald.
And we'll just do 3. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man? The web slinger?
It's not Anderson Silva.
Yeah, I was going to say, it can't be Anderson Silva. Although it could be, if he makes a miraculous comeback.
Depends.
Spider-Man has been known to do that. I don't know. These are hard questions.
Incredible Hulk?
Oh, Hulk smash!
Usmar Pajares?
Yes. Thank you.
Although I always thought he was a good Solomon Grundy.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah, I have some of those superhero type things. John Jones? Frozone.
Of course.
Chris Cyborg, She-Hulk.
This guy. We almost made it a whole show.
You're never going to make it. I go, I'll say Chris Cyborg every show. She is the most beautiful woman ever married.
I thought we were going to make it the whole show.
Never. I wasn't like... She wasn't even on the mind until I started thinking about superheroes.
Wow.
Interesting. I guess, follow up. Well, what would you do if you had a BBC?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I would just do me.
Okay, done. And Ingo, what will you do to celebrate after DC smashes Jones?
What will I do?
Yep.
I'll tell you what. If Daniel Cormier beats John Jones, I will shotgun a beer on the show.
Ooh. Good for you.
Yeah.
You shotgunner.
Not this kind of beer. I'll have to get
some Bud Light
or light. Something easy.
Watered down shite.
I haven't done it in a while. So, I'm out of practice.
Ricky Teague, Bones heel or Bones face?
What?
Is he the bad guy or a good guy?
He's a pick. I think he's a bad guy. He just doesn't know it.
Yeah, he needs to just own it.
There's some shit about him about like Instagramming fans and all this weird shit going around. So
he's a big fan of the Instagram, or at least his handlers are. Billy Bratch, what keeps a champion hungry after all he does is win? I'll say it. It's the pussy.
Yes.
The mad pussy you're going to get. And this fly that keeps buzzing around us. He's going down.
He isn't around. That's weird. All of a sudden, he showed up.
Last question. Tyler Spence, why does an hour seem so long when you're waiting for your Hot Pocket?
An hour? I thought those were like 2 minutes in the microwave, no?
Pretty much.
Yeah, we cook that shit.
Why does an hour seem so long? Well, you're doing it wrong, son.
An hour-long Hot Pocket.
2 minutes. No? I don't have a Hot Pocket in fucking forever.
20 years. But, yeah, that seems strange. What are you doing? Like, are you lighting a match? Want to keep lighting matches? Keep lighting? I mean, come on.
Why does 2 minutes seem like an hour when you're waiting for a Hot Pocket? Is that what you're trying to ask?
I'm not sure.
It's all work.
I don't need Hot Pockets.
Trying to ask me a question.
I'm hungry, though.
All right, T-shirt winner. Who we got?
T-shirt winner.
You got the Hot Pocket. You got the, yeah, Champion Hungry, Bones Face, Avengers MMA, Advice from the Nuts, thoughts on UFC doing rematches, MMA Fighters and Metamorphosis event.
I like that one.
Polygara, you are the T-shirt winner. We have two awesome sizes, large or extra large. So email.
Sounds like a woman. She might have a problem.
You can cut that up and take care of whatever you need to take
care
of.
Tie it like old school 80s style.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like in the back.
Yeah. And someone else, didn't we just send a couple t-shirts to us and they're supposed to send us some pictures but never send us some pictures?
Yeah, you lying motherfucker. Those t-shirts were laced with something.
Yeah. I did not wipe my balls on them. I did not shave my balls and wipe my balls.
No.
I'm just saying. So anyway, email us at fans@MMANutsPoly and... give us the t-shirt size, your address, or DM us on Facebook.
Yes.
We're also being brought to you by Defenso, by the way.
Yeah, or you can save 15%. Use code MMANUTS on their website, who happens to also be sponsoring Comprito in his upcoming Metamorris tournament.
It's happening in what, August 9th?
8th.
8th.
9th.
One of those two. Be there or be square.
It's this coming Saturday.
Right.
Whatever the fuck that date is, that's when it's happening. In the afternoon. Metamorris.com. Buy your pay-per-view. I think it's cheap.
9th.
Yes, 9th.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm ready to watch it. I'm ready for some fucking jiu-jitsu throwdown.
You going to watch it?
Sure, why not? Okay. I'll stream it. I'm going to pay for it.
Nice.
What do I need? Do I got to get that fucking Chromecast thing?
I don't know.
It shoots computer to your TV?
I have no idea. I think your computer
it's 35. $35?
Is that what
well, the TV's internet. Yeah, I could probably just surf it, but I disconnected my TV from the wireless.
Why?
The fucking TV doesn't need to be spying on me. Fuck the
I
TV.
I have mine on the Wi-Fi.
I trust it.
It gets updates like every month or two, and then shit's improved. Works better.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll dial in the mothership on my terms.
Okay.
I like all these other, like this computer. Every half hour, it needs a report to the mothership.
It does.
Everybody needs to monitor us. I don't like it.
Apparently so.
Knowledge, Ingo. What's going
knowledge
on?
Knowledge is power, Matt.
Also.
I don't have any knowledge. Do you have anything?
No. What was a good movie that we both just watched?
The Internship.
Yes.
Yes. Vince Vaughn and what's the blonde guy's name?
Didn't he try to kill himself?
Yes. I forgot.
That guy?
Yeah. Anyways.
The Internship. Or was that his brother?
No, it was him. They try to get jobs at Google. Pretty funny. Hilarious movie. I laughed my ass off. Silly, stupid, but it's good for girls, too, because there's like somewhat of a romantic kind of thing to it.
Yep.
It's all good, man. Check it out.
If my wife likes it, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Then I win, and I can continue picking movies.
Yes. What was it, Netflix? No.
I just went to Redbox and got it.
Oh, okay. I think I saw it on HBO. It's on HBO Go. But I'm sure you can find it.
Oh, wait.
It.
No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's where I saw it.
HBO Go?
I did Redbox for Anchorman 2.
Okay. Which you said sucked.
Wasn't as good as the first. Yeah. It wasn't. It was, eh. Yes. So I give it a 2 out of 4.
Okay. And I do recommend the Grand Budapest Hotel. I saw that on my airplane ride this weekend, and it was delightful. Quite funny. Laughed my ass off. A little weird, but I like weird.
Weird good.
Yeah, weird good.
Normal is fucked.
Yep.
Stay uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Stay foolish.
Right?
Right.
What?
Stay foolish.
Stay foolish. Yeah. Or what did they say in the movie? Huh? Googlish?
Stay Googlish. Googlish.
This is a good movie. Check it out. Yeah. That's it. Shut it down. Shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Inga Weigold.
Matt Griffith.
See you next time. Thanks we'll be plans. Not reporting on MMA once again.
Of course.
Because there's nothing to watch.
Of course. Bye-bye. Not a crook.